K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ooh, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, Eddie Greer, coming into you on this Monday, January 20th, 2025. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball, track and field, women's tennis, football, baseball around the corner next month, and everything else out there on the campus of Kansas State University. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this podcast. If you're a K-State fan, alum, student, graduate, junior, senior, trying to go with all things K-State sports, we are on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you're hearing, you want to stay at least up to date on what's going on, all things Kansas State athletics, this is the podcast for you. We're on pretty much every day, including Saturday and Sundays. Definitely make sure you subscribe. I would encourage you, if you have not done that here in the new year, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Like, subscribe, and make sure you hit that notification bell every time we post an episode daily. This will come out later on this evening, this women's basketball postcast episode. And don't forget about our Podbean or channel over on the Podbean app. Man, it's definitely a Monday. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R the number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S Podcast. For more bonus coverage, we're going to be coming to you over there this week. Alex Aiden will be with me on Thursday, and I'm probably going to be hopping over there at some point as well during the week as well to record another bonus pod for you guys, so that'll be fresh as well for you guys as well. But women's basketball, again, I guess, the second thing, here's what I'm going to do. K-State women's basketball wins again over Arizona State, sweeps Arizona State, the Arizona teams, Arizona, last week, and then you beat Arizona State 81-69. They had to pull away late in this game. but thanks to Tamir Poindexter is on fire. And she had a little low early on after her first couple of games, but she has found footing, folks, here at Kansas State. There, second thing. Well, actually, let's see. Third, okay, I'm gonna work up to it. Here's where I'm going. K-State win. That's number three. 14-game winning streak ties what happened last year. That's number two. Here's the number one thing coming out, the main thing coming out of there. And this is, this is, again, unfortunate news coming out of here. This win for the ladies basketball team, Ayoka Lee, was hurt during this ball game in the first half. I saw tweets. Jeff Mitty doesn't know right now, but he says it does not look good. And here we go again, unfortunately, for the second time in consecutive years, Yoki goes down with a foot injury. And yeah, I don't know what's going to happen moving forward, but I do know I can go back, unfortunately, to Yoki's history. Every time she's dealing with something, this basketball team hits the wall, struggles. Will it be the same thing here in 2025? I don't know. I don't know, but all I got to do is look. I praise Jeff Mitty, the head coach of this basketball team all year long for what they did in the transfer portal, especially if you hit on somebody, hit on a couple players. Well, Kennedy Taylor, you're up on deck. Gisela Sanchez, she just coming off of it as well. Had a big game against Arizona last week as well. So this is on the outskirt of things. Not too good for Kansas State. Here we go again. K-State Nation talking about Yoki. This is unfortunate. And this is her last year. She got the extra year because the whole COVID situation. This is just unfortunate for not only just for the coaching staff, for her teammates, but for her personally. She's overcome so much. It's been mainly the foot. whether it's the knee, getting that, have had to get surgery for that, or the knee issue. Well, I said a knee or the foot issue. The same thing happened, and we don't know. At this point, of the day, I'm just recording this in the morning, so I'll be checking in here, not periodically, but here and there, what's going to happen long-term, K-State. We know what happened last year. When Aoki went down, this team struggled to find its identity. Well, Tamir Poindexter, Sanchez, Taylor, Imani Lester, that's going to have to step to the forefront. Eliza Maupin, they're going to have to step up to the forefront and do it better than they did it last year. Let's say that. But I think, look, with this, where they're playing, look, 19-1, they better damn be sure to be ranked in the top 10. I'm going to have a fit. Ohio State lost yesterday. This is Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Kansas State ranked 11th in the country, 81. Arizona State, 69. Led by red hot shooting from downtown to pull away from the Sun Devils yesterday afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum. And look, on the bonus channel this week, I recorded an episode yesterday, which will come up on the feed tomorrow, about supporting the women's basketball team. I'm going to even go a little bit deeper than that on the bonus channel, and probably me and Alex will talk about it, because it's been a hot topic. I'm going off for rails again. It's been a hot topic. This team's sitting 19-1, and look, and maybe I shouldn't have no excuse because I'm out here in Kansas City 2 hours, but for those of y'all that are living in Manhattan, not going to these basketball games, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? This is exactly what I talked about, and this will come out tomorrow at some point, unless something important were to come up on, or something else pop up on the screen, or come up in my news feed, or I get notification about it. I'll talk about it first, but it'll come out this week for sure, because this is ridiculous that we're not behind supporting, and Jeff Mitty had the right to call out K-State Nation. And I applaud you for that. Your team doing awesome. Your team is winning not only winning basketball games, but absolutely just pulling away and closing out teams like you should. I mean, Arizona State hung around in this basketball game, and it was nervous energy there because Yogi goes down and then the team corral goes down. Right, going to have to overcome this one again. Like in the past, they're going to have to do it better, because every time we see Yoki go down, this team gets lost. Do we have to play? And we've seen this year's, prove me wrong, this year's team is better than what we saw last year. You get off to rank number 2, and then you just hit a big time slide there. So 19-1 overall, 11 ranked K-State. Hopefully, it'll be in rank number 10, in the top 10, like I've been clamoring on this podcast. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person affiliated with K-State that is with me on that. And more importantly, you lose Yoki 7-0 in a conference play. And I'll pull up the standings here after we check in on the box score here of this game. Yeah, Arizona State was very pesky in the first half of this game, and then the third quarter has been the ladies' quarter all year long, 29-18, outscoring the Lady Sun Devils, and then, of course, Arizona State outscored Kansas State in the fourth quarter of this game. Jaylen Brown for Arizona State played all the minutes, 32-69 points of this game. So, woo, that's something right there that you gotta pay attention to there. That was a game high. But Tamir Poindexter has something to say about it. 5 of 7 for downtown for Tamir Poindexter. 19 points, led the Cats in this game. That was the second game high there, but 32 by Jaylen Brown. But it was not enough there for Arizona State to upset Kansas State yesterday in Manhattan. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer for the postcast. Yeah, that's the Wildcats bump up their winning streak, tying what they did last year, the 14 consecutive wins here in the 2024-25 campaign. But the big story coming out of here and Yoga Lee going down in the first half, and we don't even know the severity of the injury. And from Jeff Mitty, from what I read, quote, not good. Serena Sundell, 15 points on the afternoon. Jalen Glenn, 10 more points. Serena Sundell, 4 of 9 from the field. Jalen Glenn, perfect from the field in this one, including hitting 2 threes. Back to Sundell, 6 of 8 from the stripe, 1 of 2 from the 3. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and did not get a block in this game as well here in the game. Eliza Maupin, circle this. Maupin, getting the workload in this one. 22 minutes in this game. 11. Oh, no, that's Terrence Hayes had 11 points. Add 11 points to that. Eliza Maupin, 6 points, 2 block shots, 3 assists, 5 rebounds on the afternoon for Eliza Maupin. So, again, whether that's Maupin, Sanchez, Kennedy Taylor, I almost said it again, Kennedy Taylor, or Imani Lester, you have to depth to cover it. So, I think, to say the least, I'm confident in this team that they're going to step up to the plate and do it. Because, look, we've seen this trend, and I think they'll break this trend. They'll break the trend. K-State, 52% shooting from the field, 54% from downtown. The three-point shooting, getting it done. 6 second-chance points, 28 points in the paint, 13 fast-break points, points off of turnovers, 11, and 22. Count it. 22 bench points in this game there. I'm not going to go into the severity of Jeff Mitty at the moment, so other than the fact that we can only go off of what Jeff Mitty said and what other folks were there yesterday said as well. The big story coming out here, you win the game, extend the winning streak, more importantly, you have your star player go down, and you fear the least of what's going to happen there as well. But hopefully, it's not as serious as we all think it is there as well. And it's been like a knee, a foot, something like that. And it was what I read yesterday is it's a foot. I don't know if it's the same one or not that caused Yoki to miss games last year. We have to sit back and have to find out. But we will know. We will know for sure here. Either may at some point, if it's today or tomorrow for sure. But we'll see what happens with that. But the team's going to have to rally again here for the second consecutive year. Yoki goes down. K-State steps up to the plate in the second half and pulls away from Arizona State, 81-69. Yesterday in Bramah's Coliseum. Let me see what I can do. Okay, let me see. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah, Big 12 standings here. Let's go here to my tab here. The show. Yeah, it's been a seesaw. This has been a neck-and-neck battle between TCU and Kansas State. Now, enter this week, the same as before, 7-0, 19-1 in conference play. Oh, 19-1 overall. Excuse me. 7-0 in Big 12 play there as well. Let me see who's next on the list for the Lady Cats in this one here. Yeah, you get a lot about Tamir Poindexter here in this, but we'll have to hold off on that. But their next game. Oh, so K-State's got a little bit before our next game, and guess who they're going to play? The team that eliminated them in the NCAA tournament last year. That is Colorado on the road. Colorado on the road this Saturday at 2. So hopefully you hope the best for Yoki here. But we'll see what happens because it is. You're going to get 5 more days. We'll see. We'll see. Again, we'll just have to see about it. But K-State looking for a little bit payback from last year's postseason exit against Colorado. That is the next up for Kansas State ladies basketball, and hopefully it'll be inside the top 10 here when I see them rankings come out later on this afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record Kansas State content. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do spread the word, K-State Nation, about the Purple Project Podcast. Cats. Yes.